Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Manly Hot Springs, a small community of about 80 people in the interior west of Fairbanks.
This is Chuck Parker, resident of Manly Hot Springs. I've been out here since 1988. I'm still a Chichaco, I guess. We're at the end of the Elliott Highway. We're right on the banks of the Tanana River, 70 miles from where the Tanana empties into the Yukon. There are hot springs here. They're privately owned by the Dart family. I believe they came out here in the 50s and bought the property that they own now, and the hot springs were on them. The locals used the bathhouse for weekly bathing. They're inside a greenhouse, soaking tubs. You rent the facility for an hour. It is yours to do with for that hour. You can go in and soak. The greenhouse, they have grapes and flowers and whatnot inside in the summer. This time of year, it's kind of stark, but I'd say it's around 50 degrees in there at 50 below outside. There is a town center, the trading post, post office, gas station, kind of in the middle of town. Also, there's a roadhouse that was built back in 1903. Oh, what do you do for fun in Alaska? I see snow machining, dog sledding, skiing, ski joring, hiking, snowshoeing. It's beautiful country. It's peaceful. I felt comfortable here and I've just stayed.
That was Chuck Parker, a resident of Manly Hot Springs. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Lauren Rosenthal, Dave Waldron, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Tony Gorman.